My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. It's always good to be with you. You know, for years I've witnessed to people and loved on people in the marketplace, out in the streets, in the food stores, in the clothing stores, on the beaches, in garages and gas stations, and passed out tracts and given out free Bibles and free CDs. And I have not really brought it into the churches because I knew that the church could never really handle our God's definition of grace, love, and mercy. I knew that the church were always operating on the legalistic side of the Bible. They were operating very pharisaical, a lot of them. I knew it would be very difficult for them to understand when the Bible says, don't let anybody take you from the simplicity that's in Jesus Christ. And there is such a simplicity there. It amazes me that the revelations I've had since November 17th, which actually started 2 years ago, have changed and transformed me on the inside. I believe it's why the home groups are expanding so fast and so many people are getting healed and set free in the home group, because I can sit there and love on them without a fear that our anointing that my wife and I both have and this ministry has, that it's a breaker anointing, that people unzip their hearts, they open them up, and they let God reach in and take away the infection and take away the sickness and the pain and the hurt and the abandonment and the rejection. When I'm in the church, I'm always afraid that when I do that, somebody from the congregation is going to walk up and prophesy something that is just so religious, rebuking their sins and cursing them out, and you won't do that anymore, and just, I don't even want to repeat it, to be honest. It's all this nasty, just mean-spirited, prophetic witchcraft. It's like manipulation, spiritual manipulation, and I'm always nervous that the pastor will come up and start tearing the people apart once I speak, because they flood the altars, and many pastors have never seen the altars where people run to them and put down their dope and put down their and cry out that they're in pornography, and they cry out this, and there's the pastor standing there looking at somebody in the worship team crying out on their sins, and oh, you can't get on stage anymore. I mean, they just jump over to that religious side. Since I've come back from this semi-prayer mission trip, ended up being more mission trip than prayer trip, I know that I want to give a message out to you that will set you free. It may not open doors for me to minister in churches, but I want you to be set free. I know that long after I'm gone, these messages are going to be out there floating around. And to give you just a part of the message before we finish this time together, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, previous, moral, and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. That's the Amplified Bible. I really believe that what I witness in churches is a lot of people give messages to the old man, the dead man. God said to me a few minutes ago, he said, we need to be more like a football coach than a prison warden. And I sat back and I thought what God had just said. A lot of ministers minister as if they were a prison warden and that we are still slaves, and they keep trying to beat us up for the old man, and they imprison us. And the Bible says about the Pharisees block the door for people to enter. I believe unknowingly, many ministers block the door. They actually put the cross too far away to reach. And these next messages over these next days, and I'm going to do a video about this, I want to make sure the door is not blocked for you, that you can get to where the coach is and get away from the prison warden. And I pray in Jesus' name that if you've been attending a church with a prison warden, you find a church with a coach in Jesus' name. This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. I love you, and I'm going to get this spiritual message out to you one way or the other. God bless. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. goodnews@gate.net.